Okay, so today's Lamed Tes, Lamed Chesam Beis, the second line from the bottom. Am Reish Lakish, my Dixiv. What does it mean when the pasuk says, "Im leleitzim hu yalitz ula anavim yitain chen"? Right, for those who the scoffers, the lazy people who create them to be lazy, and for the anavim, I guess the humble ones, he'll give chen, provide something nice. So he says, "Bali tamei posim lo." If someone wants to do something to make him tamei, he'll open the door for him. Balitaher, someone wants to do something to make some tar, misayin or so. They'll help him as well. So Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, Mashal Ad, what's the Mashal? Mashal Adam Shaya Mocher Naft Afar Simon. He's doing selling Naft and Afar Simon, which is balsam. So something that smells really nice with the Afar Simon and the Naft, which is something that's really noxious smelling. So Baldimdo Naft, if he's coming to measure, right, the buyer is coming to measure the Naft, Omer Lo, so the seller tells him, Madona Tal Atzmecha, you do it on your own. Here it is for you. You take care of it, you do it on your own. But Balam Dor Afar Simon, but it's coming to measure the Afar Simon, which smells nice, Omer Lo, he tells him, Ham Tim Li Acha Emdor Imcha, I want to measure it with you, Kadesha Nitbasim Anivata, so that both of us can smell good together. So that's the muscle when it comes to somebody who wants to get Tamei, where Poskenho, we open up the door, so to with the Naft, we give him the opportunity to buy it. But it comes to someone who comes to be Tahor, Hashem is a Messiah, helps him, which is the Afar Simon, which is that the seller is Messiah him, helps him to get it so he can smell really nice. Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, Aveira Mitamtemes Libo, and Aveira, not only do you get like a sin, not only do you get a sin, but also it putrefies, it does something to your heart. Right, Shel Adam, Shel Emar, Velo Titamu Behem, don't become tummy by them, Vinit Metem Bum, Altik Reven is Mesem, which means you'll become tummy, Elevin Nit Matem, which is something that it does something to you, it puts an orla on you, it puts a heart level, something on you that makes you, it really impacts you, physically and spiritually, it impacts you when you do the Avera. Salvechik always talks about the two parts of doing the tshuva. There's the kapara, which is just being forgiven, and then there's the tahara. There's two parts. It has to send those two things to you. So not only does sin do something that it puts you, it distances you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Aveira part, but it's also this Nitmesem Basa. It's Metame you, and that's why you have to do these two aspects of Tshuva. Al Tikri V'nis Metem, Elo V'nitam Tem. Tana Rabbanon, Al Tit, Tana Rabbanon, Tana Chlomer V'lo, Titamu Bahem V'nis Mesem Bam, Adem Metame Atzmo, Ma'at. If a person starts and he's Metame himself a little bit, Metame Oso Harbe, and then they push him along and he becomes Tame a lot, right? If he does it down here, then from above, basically whichever path you choose, that's the path they're going to push you on. Right? And you will be holy. Well, if you mekadosh yourself, you are holy. It wasn't viskatshem v'yisem kedoshim. Other mekadosh atzmaat. If you mekadosh yourself a little bit, mekadoshim also harbe. Then the help will come, and you'll become a lot holy. Milamata. If you mekadosh yourself below, mekadoshim also lamala. So then, whatever that means, mekadosh you also above. You mekadesh yourself in this world, you'll be mekadesh, become kodosh in the next world as well. Okay, now we are back into Yavod Yom Kippurim. What we did is we left the Kohen Gadol standing with two goats. On his right side he had the Skam Kohen, and on his left side he had the Av Beis Din. Now he has to choose the lots, to draw lots to see which of the Seirim. One is La Azazel, one is La Hashem. So Taraf Bikalpi, he mixes in the Kalpi, which is, means he mixes the lots in, that are in the box. The Hela Shnei Gorolos, and he pulls out the two lots. Echa Kasev Lav L'Shem, one's written on it that belongs to Hashem. The Echa Kasev Lav L'Azazel, and one goes to the Azazel. Haskam B'Yamino, the assistant to Kohen is on his right side. The Rosh Beis Av is Smolo, and the head of the Beis Av, which is the group of Kohanim that are working that day, he's on the left. Im shel shem olab yamino, big deal is to get it into your right hand. That seems to be a big deal. You want to get the one to Hashem into your right hand. So if the one shel shem comes up in his right hand, haskan omer lo, so the assistant who's on his right tells him, ishi kohen gadol, my friend the kohen gadol, hagve yamincha, raise your right hand so everyone can see. Now you brought out the one that says Hashem in your right hand. Im shel shem ala b'smolo, and if the one that has shem Hashem on it comes out on his left hand, so rosh base av omer lo, so the rosh base av tells him ishi kohen gadol hagvei smolacha, raise your left hand. Right? Like, there's this whole, I mean, he could do it either way, but there's this whole process and procedure to full of pomp and circumstance to show, you know, so he tells him and he announces, so a whole to do. And what does he do then? Nustan ashtei se'irim, so he puts the lots on the se'irim. Right, the Omer, and he says LaHashem Chatas. I guess to the one that he's putting on, the one keeps LaHashem. He announces LaHashem Chatas. This one goes to God as the Chatas. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Lo Hayetzirich Lomar Chatas. You don't have to say the word Chatas El LaHashem. You just have to say the word LaHashem. Why do you have to say Chatas if it's LaHashem? We know it's for the Chatas. The other one's going LaZazel. El LaHashem VeHein Onim. And since he says Shem Hashem, right? He says the Shem Hashem with the Shem of Forash VeHein Onim Acharav. But Rukshen Kavom Achusol the Olam Vod. Everywhere is the response to hearing. Shem Hashem is to say, Baruch Shem Kevod Machusol Yolam Vod. So the Mara asks, Lama Li Tarpa Kalpi? Why does he have to mix them? Why does he have to mix around the lots in the box? He says, Kihechit lo nikavim velishko. You don't want to cheat. Right? Maybe one feels differently, or he knows. Mix them around, so they're all mixed around, so he has to pull them out. So, Kihechit lo nikavim velishko. Rashi says, Shelo yimashmesh, you can't feel around. Lahavin b'mishmusho ezus hoshem v'yitlenu b'yamin. Again, they want it all to come to the right hand, so you don't want it, so you want to do it in a way that it's not automatic that it's to come in his right hand. It still has to be some sort of chance. Amar Rava. Rava says kalpi shel etz haisa. Right, the kalpi, the box, was made out of wood. I guess it was before Yeshua Gamla made it into gold. Kalpi shel etz haisa v'shel chol haisa, and it was a non klik sharis. It wasn't kodesh. It was rechol. The Eina Machzek is El Shtei Yadayim, and the size of it will only be allowed to put two hands into it. I guess anything more than that you can put in. Again, the idea is that you can only, it's tight to put your hands in and pull them out. Maskev LaRavina, Ravina says, Vishnama Eina Machzek El Shtei Yadayim. I understand why it only is big enough to hold two hands. Kihechi de Loli Kavim Velishko. Again, that you can't, you know, not enough room to move your hand around to try to find the one Lashem to put into your right hand. El Shelchol, why is it Shelchol? Why is it not Kodesh? Nikadsha, make it a Kli Kodesh. Imkin, Mara says, if it's a Kli Kodesh, then have a Kli Sharis Shel Eitz. Then it becomes a Kli Sharis made out of wood. The Kli Sharis the Eitz, Lo Avdinam. We don't make Kli Sharis out of wood. I guess the problem is that it could break, it could splinter. You don't try to make a Kli Sharis out of wood. So since we're using a wood box, we can't make it a klisharis. So the Gemara says, "V'nadav the kesef, v'nadav the zav." Why didn't they make it out of silver, gold, or silver? Which eventually they did. But why didn't they make it out of gold and silver? Then that's something that you do make a klisharis out of. The Gemara says, "No, a Torah chasa amamon Yisrael." The Torah is concerned about the money of Klal Yisrael. You won't want to put an unnecessary burden on them. So when it comes to a klisharis, like the menorah or one of those things, that you're obligated to make it in gold, and that has to be done. Again, we say there's ein anias makom ashiros. And you have to go to a place in the base of the Mikdash, you have to do it beautifully, so therefore it's going to be gold or silver. But when it comes to something that does not have to be klisharis, why force them to spend the money? Then they don't need to spend the money, so therefore they made it out of wood. Okay. Masnisin de loki haitana. Our Mishnah argues on the following brisa. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, so Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilah says in the brisa, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Haskan v'akoin godom achnisin yod makalpi. Not only does the Kohen Gadol put his hand into the box, he and the Skan put their hands in the box, and they both choose a lot. One's going to be chosen by the Kohen Gadol, one by the Skan, which actually makes sense why there's room for two hands. Otherwise, you just have room for one hand. But he says, hey, Skan v'Kohen Gadol machlis in yodam akalvi. In b'yamino shel Kohen Gadol, ola, if the one Lashem comes up in the right hand of the Kohen Gadol, yes, they're both putting in their right hands, right, Haskan omer lo, so the Skan says to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol Hagbe Yemincha. No, my friend, the Kohen Gadol, you pick up your right hand. In B'Yemino Shel Skan Ola, and if it turns out that LaHashem comes into the right hand of the Skan, well, now we got a problem. Now we can't. The Kohen Gadol is not going to say to the Skan, "Oh, you lift up your hand." It's a little maguna for the Kohen Gadol in the sense that it didn't come up in his right hand; it came in the Skan's right hand. Right. So Rosh Beis Av Omer Lo the Kohen Gadol. So the Rosh Beis Av, the other guy who's there, he tells the Kohen Gadol. Rosh Beis Av, Omer Kohen Gadol, Daber Melech, right? The name, you tell him, right? Rosh Beis Av tells the Kohen Gadol that you tell the Skan to lift up his hand, right? The name Alei, Skan, so let the Skan tell him, let the scholar just say it himself, or something like that. So Kavendel, so like Biyade, since it didn't, the Lashem did come into the hand of the Kohen Gadol, Chalsei Daite, he was Chalishas Hadas, that he didn't get it, he's supposed to be the Holy One, and he didn't get it, so we try to do something, I guess, to prevent, I'm not sure how that prevents, the Chalishas Hadas. Right, Rashi says, Kavendel, so like Biyade, the Kohen Gadol, Ubiyade, the Skan, so like Chalish Daite, the Kohen Gadol, I Omer Lo Skan. If the Skan says something to him, it's sort of rubbing it into his face. So the Maikam Yifluki, what's the machlokes in our Gemara and this Braisa? Mar Sava, Yamina the Skan, Adif Mismol the Kohen Gadol. So we want, the question is, if the Kohen Gadol is the only one that's putting his hand in, he's putting his hands in, so if he's going to put his hands in, he has to put his right hand in and the left hand in. So if he puts his left hand in, he may get Lahashem in his left hand. So our Mishnah says, who cares? So he gets Lahashem in his left hand. Their Mishnah said, the Raisa says that Yamina Diskan Adif Bismoli the Kohen. No, the right hand is always better. The right hand of the Skan is better than having it in the left hand of the Kohen Gadol. Umar Savar, and our Mishnah says, Ki Hadadi Ninu. Right? Doesn't make a difference, right? No matter. Uman Hai Tana the Poligali Rabbi Yehuda. And who's this, our Mishnah who argues on Rabbi Yehuda? It's Rabbi Chanina Skan Kohanim. I love that. How can you argue with Chanina Skan Kohanim? He did it. He was doing it. He's telling you exactly what happened. But the Skan Kohanim was on his right side. Who is that? That's from Chanina Skan Kohanim. So I'll tell you exactly what happened. No, we have an argument on that. I never get it. Right, so it's Rabbi Chanina Skan Kohanim. He, the Tanya, Rabbi Chanina Skan Kohanim Omim, Omer, he says, Lama Skan Yemino, what's the reason why the Skan is on the right side of the Kohen Gadol? She im ira bo psul be Kohen Gadol, nichnas Skan umishamesh tachtov. The only reason why the Skan is there is just to follow him around in case something happens to the Kohen Gadol. Otherwise, he does nothing. It's like the vice president. He does...
So the expression of right-hand man.
Exactly. Yeah, he's a right-hand man. But he doesn't do anything. He doesn't do anything. So he's not putting his hand into the box according to Chanina Skan on him. His only purpose is to be like Kamala Harris and do absolutely nothing. Just stand there. So that's why, that's the reason why it's there. But the other Braisa holds no, that the Skan actually does something and puts their hand in to pull one out. Tana Rabbanan, learned in a Braisa. Now that we mentioned drawing lots, we're going to go through a Braisa with Shimon HaTzadik, and in that Braisa it mentions about the drawing the lots. Tana Rabbanan, Arbaim Shashima Shimon HaTzadik, for the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol, Hayagorel Olam Bimin. He always got Lashem in his right hand. Mikam de Elech, after Shimon HaTzadik, sometimes it's in his right hand, sometimes it's left hand. And all 40 years, v'hayal lashon shel zahoris malbin. He always had the red, the crimson string would always turn white. Mikan de elech, from after he was no longer servicing, pamim malbin, pamim emalbin. Sometimes it came white, sometimes it didn't. And all 40 years, hayad ner ma'arav idolik. The western candle would always burn. The question of which is the western candle depends how you hold it. The menorah is placed in the base of Migdash. If the menorah is placed in the base of Migdash, going north to south, the western candle is the middle candle. That's the one that's closest to the Kodesh Kodashim. If the Rashi says this, and if the menorah is going east to west, then the western candle is the second candle from the east, because it's west of one of the candles. The western candle means the first one that's on the west. So you have to have one to the east of it, and then it's the west. That's the Rashi. On the bottom, starting with the last short line, he explains that machlokas. Okay, but he says that all the years of Shimon Tzadik, Hayaneh Ma'arabi Dolik, Mikamba Ela, Pamim Dolik, Pamim Kaba, sometimes will go out. And Vahaya Eshel Merachim is Gaber. For all his 40 years, the pyre on the Mizbeach would always grow stronger. Miraculously, they wouldn't need to bring any wood, lamaracha, except chutz mishnei gizrei etzim, except for the shnei gizrei etzim, which you were chayiv to bring. Kedei lekayiv mitzvahs etzim. You were chayiv to bring the etzim. Rashi just points out, for some reason, he says that the shnei gizrei etzim is shalben harbayim in the afternoon. What about the shnei gizrei etzim in the morning? So, okay, let's have to figure that out. They didn't have to bring any of the Eitzim the entire day. There was a certain bracha on the Omer and on the Shtei Lechem and the Lechem upon him. There was a certain bracha. Any Kohen who would get a Kezayis, Yesh Ochlo V'Sava, the Kezayis itself would fill them. V'Yesh Ochlo U'Mosir, for somebody they couldn't even finish the Kezayis. There was a certain bracha how it would fill them. Mikan V'Elech. says Mikanda Elech Nishtalcha Miira Baomer Vishnelech Malech Malpanim. There was some sort of curse, right? That it's something that's not going to fill you up. Nishtalcha Miira Baomer Vishnelechem Malech Malpanim. The Kol Kohen Magio Kful. It wasn't big enough, and you only get Kipul. You get the small lentil size. So the small lentil size, then Hatsnuim Moshe Mesiadeim. Hatsnuim, the Kohanim who knew the halacha, they would not eat it, because apparently there's a mitzvah to eat a kazayas. But Hagarganim, I guess the ravenous ones, Notlim Va'ochlim, they would grab it and they would eat it because they wanted to eat, they would eat more. Right? But Maisa Be'echad, there's a story that happened with one Kohen, Shenotel Chelko Be'chelech Haveiro, he took his portion and the portion of his friend. Vayukorn also ben chamtzan adayom moso. He was known as the Gazla for all his days because he took somebody else's. I don't know what the big deal is. People weren't taking it, right? It says the tsnuim, the tsnuim were moshkim es yedeyim. So maybe it was extra left over from somebody else who didn't take it, and then he, that's why he took it. Who says he's a Gazla?
He just, they say that this one is different.
Yeah?
This guy took, in lieu of the other ones who asked also what...
Yeah, it has to be, but...
So
a gluttonous took it. Tosos, I think Tosos says that, right? Tosos says, "Afal pisha gamgar ganim acherim chotvim va'ochum kamoso haydekor also chamtsu tvei machreini yishlomer shehu chatach mechamtsu acher." He took from another chamtsan. Inami acherim ol hikpidu kishay chotvim zemizeh aval zek ishechatach miyado hipkid. He dafka took it from somebody who was machmin on it. Okay, you have to give that answer, otherwise, why is he being called a thief? Then the Gemara asks, how do we know that the word chamtsan means someone who steals? Right, Amar Rabba bar Shila, Maikra. So he says, because the pasuk says, or this pasuk in Tehillim, Elokai paltaini miyad rasha, right, save me from the evil, mikaf me'avel, from someone who does avla, v'chometz, and the person who does chometz, which is the chamtsan, which is someone who steals. Right, so he says, Amar Rabba bar Shila, Maikra, Elokai paltaini miyad rasha, mikaf me'avel v'chometz. Rabba Amar Rehachor, it says from here, it says, Lemdu heitev dirshu mishpat, learn well, and it says the Haftorah for Shabbos Chazon, right before Tisha B'Av, Lemdu heitev dirshu mishpat, it's my Bar Mitzvah one, that's all I know. I don't know Tana. Right, Ashru chamutz, so, you know, I guess, save them, save people from chamutz, from being stolen from. Ashru chamutz means save the person who's being stolen from, the al tashru chometz, and don't, you know, say, don't do good for the person who's the chometz, the person who's actually stealing. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, learn to the Brisa. Back to Shimon Tzadik. Osa Shana Shemesh Bas Shimon Tzadik. That year that Shimon Tzadik died, Amr Lahem, during that Yom Kippur, he says to them, "B'Shana Zomumes, this year I'm going to die." Amr Lo Minayin, Minayat Toyodeya. How do you know that? Amr Lahem, B'Chol Yom Kippur, remember Yom Kippur, when I would go into the Kotche Kotchim, Hayamizdamin Lizakein Echad, an old man would accompany me. Lovish Levonim, he was wearing white, but Atuf Levonim, and wrapped in white. Nitmas Imi, he would go in with me, the Yotza Imi, and come out with me. Hayom, today, Nizdam Lizakin Echad, someone did come and accompany me, but he was Lovish Shechorim, he was wearing black. But Atuf Shechorim, and he was wrapped in black. Nitmas Imi, he went in with me, below Yotza Imi, and he didn't come out with me. So I know my time is done. Right, Achar Regal, after Sukkot, Chala Shivas Yom Vemeis, he was sick for 7 days, and he died. V'nimnu Echav Hakohen Milavarach Hashem. From that point forward, they did not use the Shem Meforish. Right, they say Rashi says, third line on top, Milavarach Hashem, Milavarach Birchos Kohanim Esa'am B'Shem Meforish. So maybe only by the Birchos Kohanim, Shelo Hayukadai. They weren't roi. They felt they weren't roi, so they didn't use Shem Hashem when they did Birchos Kohanim. Tana Rabbanan.
Black for
Velus
and white for...
Oh, yeah? Who's the quote? Did you quote somebody?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's coming from here.
But we Jews are also supposed to dress in black for Velus?
When do you ever see Jews dressing in black for Velus?
He says the time like more than he did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he said, no, the cows were also Jews wore white. Actually, the white people,
they
because of this.
I don't know. Hey, Tana Rabbanan. We learned to the Brisa. Arbaim Shana called him Chorban Abayas. For 40 years before the Chorban Abayas, Lo Haya Goral Olu Yamin. The Goral will never come up in the right hand. But Lo Haya Lashon Shal Zahoris Malvin. And the crimson string would never turn white. But Lo Haya Nehemar Rabbi Dolik. And the Nehemar Rabbi, not meaning the one Dolik, he didn't stay longer. He always lit it, but it didn't stay longer. But Hayudalto Sahechal Nirtachos Melean. and the doors of the Heichal would open by themselves, which is fascinating. Acher gar bahen Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai yells at the doors. It's funny, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is the one who basically established Yiddishkeit post-Korban. But here he's telling the doors, why are the doors opening? Rashi says, Rashi says, Nivtachu me'elei and simen la'oivim lavov likanes. It was a simen for the goyim to come in and to take over. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was at the very end. Right, so he tells the doors, stop opening on yourself. Amar lo, he says to the doors, Heichal, 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 mivnei ma'atam mav'it atzmecha. Like, why are you exposing yourself? Yodei ani shebsocha atzili charev. I know in the future that you're going to be destroyed. V'kvar nisna b'alecha zechayor ben adu, ada, which is actually his grandfather. Okay? Psach, right, the zechayor already gave the nevuah. Psach levanon v'lasecha, levanon, open your doors. Betochel Eish Barzecha, and to let a fire eat your cedars. And Lebanon is the Beis Hamikdash. Amar Rav Yitzchak Batavla. So Yochanan Zakkai tells the doors, you know, listen, you got to get destroyed. You don't have to open them. You don't have to let them in on your own. You know, that's too much. So Amar Rav Yitzchak Ben Tavlai, Lama Nikor Shmo Lebanon. Why is the Beis Hamikdash called Lebanon? Shemalbin Avanosem Shal Yisrael, because it whitens the sins of Bnei Yisrael. White is symbolic of Kapara. So it whitens the sins of the Karbanos. Amar Rav Zurcha Bar Tuvia, Lama Nikra Shemo Ya'ar. Why is it called a Ya'ar? Right, the Ksiv, Beis Ya'ar HaLevanon, the house of the Ya'ar, it's like a forest, the Beis Ya'ar HaLevanon. Lo Melecha, Ma Ya'ar Milav Lev, just like a Ya'ar is Milav Lev, as he types the word Milav Lev, it blooms. All right, Ma Ya'ar Milav Lev, it's full of greenery, and it blooms. Af Beis HaMidrash Milav Lev, and this is straight from Shkolim. The Amar Rav Hoshia, Hoshia said, "B'shach shavan Shlomo Beis Hamikdash. When Shlomo Melech built the Beis Hamikdash, not about kol minei migadim, he planted all these types of trees, shel zohav, like these golden trees, and they gave off. They had a money tree, right? Behind you, motzim peiros bezmaneim, and the fruits would come off. The fruits would sprout. The kevan charuch when hashavas, and the wind would blow bahen. Hayu noshim peiroseim, the fruits would fall off, and that's how the kohanim would get wealthy, right? Shenemar yirash kilvanon piryo." And mehen haisa parnasal kolhuna. That's how they got money because they basically the money grew on trees. All right, bekevan shenichnesu ovei kochavim. And when the non-Jews came in, lehechel yafshu, they dried up. Shenemar uperach halvanon umlal. I guess the fruits of the Lebanon will wither. The asr kadosh baruch hu lachzir lanu. In the future, kadosh baruch hu will give it back to us. Shenemar, the pasuk says, paroach tifrach v'tagel afgilas v'ranein kavod halvanon nasan la. That's the pasuk. Where is that? There's that pasuk. Pasuk is in Nachum, right? What? Oh, Yishayahu. It's a Yishayahu. Parol tifrach v'tagel afkilas v'nei kavod v'lbanon nitlan hadar karmel v'asharon hema yiru kavod Hashem hadar l'kena. Okay. What? That's not my mitzvah. No. Okay. Just it's interesting is that they were talking about Shimon HaTzadik. And Shimon HaTzadik was how radiant he was, and he came out with this other person, like this Hakamalach. There was something special about Shimon HaTzadik. We actually have a poem written during contemporary times of Shimon HaTzadik by a person named Ben Sira. Ben Sira lived at the same time of Shimon HaTzadik. What are you scoffing at? Ben Sira was quoted in the Gemara. So he lived in the times of Shimon HaTzadik, and he wrote a poem. It's a poem that we have one of our piyutim that we say after the Avoda is a poem that's based on Ben Sira, which is called Mara Kohen. I told him how beautiful, how splendorous, and everything that the Kohen Gadol looked when he came out. It's really, I mean, the original poem is really a description of Shimon HaTzadik written by Ben Sira. So if someone asks you, who was the author of Mara Kohen? You're not allowed to answer them, says Mara Kohen. You say, no, I don't know. Okay. Ben Sira wrote a sefer in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, similar to like Mishle. It's one of those called the Sifrei Chitzonim. It's one of the books that didn't make it into the canon. Actually, it was a big deal. It was found again. It was found in the Cairo Geniza. They had Ben Sira. They only had Ben Sira that was translated from the Greek because it got into the Septuagint, it got into the Apocrypha, but it didn't get into the canon. And they never had a Hebrew original. And in the Cairo Geniza, Solomon Schefter found an original Hebrew version of Ben Sira. It was supposed to be like one of the big discoveries in the Cairo Geniza. Okay. What? The Gemara says that you're not supposed to learn Sifrim Chitzonim. And Ben Sira is listed as one of the Sifrim.
And the Gemara itself quotes Ben Sira.
Right, and the Gemara itself quotes him a couple times. Right, but the Gemara says he's not supposed to learn Ben Sira. And then Parashas quotes it. And then we actually have it in our liturgies a little bit from Ben Sira, which is it's one of those interesting types of who Ben Sira was. Gemara has.
So in the matter, the first part of the Marakov was seeing, and the second part, no one said.
Right, why is that?
I don't know. So Sad Ben Sira, the first part's
not. I don't know. There's an extra part of the piyut that we don't say.
Correct.
But there are a lot of piyutim where we just take part and don't take, and don't right. Even Maase Elokeinu and all that stuff. We skip half of it.
Right.
Too long. I don't know. Okay. So Nasnan al Shnei Asirim. So he put. What? Yeah. So we put the lots on the Seirim. Tana Rabbanan. So to learn to the Brisa. Eser pa'amim maski kohen gadol Hashem bo bayom. The Kohen Gadol said Shem Hashem, the Shem of Thorosh, 10 times during that day. Remember, he did Vidoy 3 times. So 3 times each Vidoy, and once here. Machlok is going to be, what about when there's Berachas Kohanim? So maybe he didn't do it to Shem UK. Okay. So it says, Tana Rabbanan. Eser pa'amim maski kohen gadol Hashem bo bayom. Gimel b'vidoy rishon, 3 the first time he did vidoy in the par. B'shlosha b'vidoy sheni, the second time he did vidoy in the par. B'shlosha b'sir ha-mishtaleich, when he does vidoy on the sari that's going la-zazel. The echa b'gorolos, and 1 he did on the gorolos. Now again, more agata. B'kvar amar Hashem, when he said the name, v'nishmar kolu b'yericho. His voice will be heard all the way in Yericho, which is pretty far to the south, in Yericho. And amar rabbi barachana m'yerushalayim m'yericho asar parsos. It was 10 parsos to get from Yishlaim to Yericho, and they still were able to hear his the Kohen Gadol's voice when he said Shem Hashem. So that's a lot of people hearing it. We have it a few times. We have it in... Well, a little early we just did it, right? We did it a little earlier.
When they were measuring the distance between...
They mentioned Yericho a few times, but I don't know if they mentioned they heard Shem Hashem. We just had this a few days ago.
Context to how far they were measuring, how far away...
Oh, we'll see in a moment more about that. He says... And then he says, "Vitzir d'lasal sahechal," and I guess the grinding of the doors when they open the doors, and you heard the, and then use WD-40, you heard the hinges, right? Sahechal nishma b'shmona t'chume. You would hear that from 8 t'chumim away. 8 times 2,000 is 16,000 amos away. They would hear that. Nishma b'shmona t'chumche Shabbos. Izim shebe Yericho. The goats that are in Yericho hayu mitashot mereach haktoris. They would sneeze. I guess they were allergic to it, and they would sneeze from the smell of the ketores that would flow all the way to Yericho. Nashim in Yericho and the women in Yericho ain't on srichos with basay mireach ketores. They had to put on perfume because they smelled nice from the reach of the ketores. Kalash of Yerushalayim. We had more girls getting married in Yerushalayim. Ain't on srichol hit kashet. Also, she doesn't have to put on any makeup or anything perfume. Mireach ketores because she had the reach of ketores. Amar Rabbi, I'm not sure the girsa here. He says, Amr, hold on a second. How do you have?
Amr Rabbi, Luz ben Duglai.
Duglai. Okay, so Yosef, Luz ben Duglai? You had it? Okay. Izim hayu la'abo beharei michmar. He had these goats. V'hayu mit'ashot mirei ha'katoris. Amai says, Hayo, they would sneeze from the rei ha'katoris. Amr Rabbi Chia bar Avin, Amr Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, Sachli zokein echad, so an old man once told me, Ham achas hayach lach l'shilo. Once I went back to Shiloh was where the Mishkan was. So then I guess maybe there was some leftover walls or something like that from the Mishkan. The Hirachti Reach Ketores Ben Kotlau. And I smelled, even I was able to walk up to the walls in Shiloh and still smell leftovers of the Ketores. Amar Avyanai says, Alias Gorel mito kalpi me'akeves. Hanacha einim akeves. He says that the pulling out, the drawing the lots is ma'ake. If you don't draw the lots, you got to do it again. You can't continue with the Avodah. But putting them on the animals, that's not me'akeves, because once you draw the lot, one was already, we ascribed Hashem to one, and Lazazel on the other, you don't have to, if you forgot, for whatever reason, you did put the lots on the animal, that's not me'akev. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, af aliyah einu me'akeves. Rabbi Yochanan says, you don't have to, I guess, lift them, right? That's what he's saying, the aliyah is lifting?
Drawing.
You're drawing itself. Af aliyah einu me'akeves. So how do you know which is which? Rashi says, "Im yikra kohen shem chatas." If the kohen, he doesn't draw the lots at all. If the kohen gadol just walks up and says, "This is Lashem, this is Lazazel," that would work also. Not the chatzili way you're supposed to do it, but that would work also. Right? Rashi says, "Im yikari hakohen shem chatas al achas, v'shem Lazazel al chaveru hukvu below hagrola." They became established even without drawing the lots. Shein hagrola me'akeves el shechiser mitzvah. It's not me'akev. It's not like shechita or something like that. But it's a mitzvah to do it that way. So aliba. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, "The varim hanasim b'bidei lavam mi b'chutz lo ma'akva." So there's a machlokas. about certain types of avodas. So look at Rashi. Rashi quotes the Gemara later on, Daf Samach. The Perakot Silo, Chaman Daf Samach, Pligi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemia have a machlokes, im shina beseder avodos. If you messed up the order of the avodos, lahakti besama uchar, to do something that's supposed to be done later, you do it earlier. But Amar Rabbi Nechemia, Rabbi Nechemia said, kol seder avodos shenasnu bigdei lavon. Anything that's done in the white clothing, right, bein bifnim, whether it's done inside, bein lifnayu lifnim, or all the way inside, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, bein mibachutz, or even if it's done on the outside, remember right now the Kohen Gadol is wearing white clothing, and he's outside the heichal, kigom beheichal bazar, ma'akev, it says it's ma'akev, anything he's doing in the white clothing has to be done, dechukah, dechsiva, beinyana, de'achremos, alayu ksiva. Because it says chukah and achremos, it's talking about anything done in the white clothing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, lo ksiva chukah, el bedvarim hanasim bidei levan ubi bifnim. Only with chukah is only with stuff that's done inside the heichal. So here, what he's doing, wearing bidei levan, he's outside the heichal. Hilkach hagrala, according to Rabbi Yehuda, shehi ein anasis bifnim, it's not done inside, elam bachutz, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer, dvarim shanasim bachutz, lo ksiva chukah, he said it's not ma'akev. So go back to the Gemara, I'll leave the Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer, dvarim anasim bidei levan bachutz, lo ma'akva, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that that work, avoda, that's done with big day love on, but outside of the hichal, it's not ma'akev, kule amalo pligi de lo ma'akva. Everyone agrees that anything done with the lots is not ma'akev, because that's being wearing white clothing, chutz la'azara. Ki pligi, the machlok is a leave the Rabbi Nechemia. The machlok is according to Rabbi Nechemia. Manda amar ma'akva, one who says it's ma'akev, it's k'Rabbi Nechemia. Holds it k'Rabbi Nechemia, because Rabbi Nechemia says anything done in the white clothing is ma'akev. Umanda amar lo ma'akva, and one who says it's not ma'akvav says, well, wait a second, how do you mean la'avoda? That's anything done in the white clothing, that's an avoda. Shechita, kabbalah, halacha, that has to be done. That's ma'akev. But hagrala, drawing lots, la'avodi. How do you define hagrala? If you define it as an avoda, it's going to be ma'akev according to Rabbi Nechemia. If you don't define it as an avoda, it won't be ma'akev. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not ma'akev at all, because it's done outside the heichal. But ikad amri, some learn this way. Leave it to Rabbi Nechemia, according to Rabbi Nechemia, who says, the Amr Ma'akva, who says that anything done with the white clothing, even outside the Heichal, is Ma'akev. Kule Amalo Pligi de Ma'akva, everyone's going to agree that this is Ma'akev, because it's white clothing outside, it's still going to be Ma'akev. Ki Pligi de Rabbi Yehuda, the Machlok is going to be according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that normally white outside is not Ma'akev. So Manda Amalo Ma'akva, the one who says not Ma'akev, that's straight up Rabbi Yehuda, that's Ki Rabbi Yehuda. Umanda Amr Ma'akva, the one who says is Ma'akva, Shani Hacha, he says that this is different. By the Agrala, it's different. The Tana Beikra, because the Pasuk repeats, Asher Allah Trey Zimni. It repeats it again, to say it twice, and anything that the Torah says by Kachem, it says it twice, to do it twice, Shina Lava Kasav Akev, and therefore it would be Ma'akev. So Meitzvei, learning the Brisa, it says Mitzvah Hagriel. There's a mitzvah to draw the lots, the Imlo Higriel, and if you didn't, Kasher. If you didn't draw the lots, it's Kasher. So Bishamo Lahachlishna, the Amar, Libid, the Rabbi Huda Kolom, Pligid, Ma'akveh. According to the Mandamra says that no one argues, and Rabbi Yehuda says that this is not Ma'akev, because it's outside the Heichal, so Hamani Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda. Ella, Lahach Lishna, the Amar Plige, according to the Mandamra says that there is a Machlokas, Bishlaman, the Amar Lom Akva, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda. Ella, Mandamra Akva, Hamani, so according to the one who says that it is Ma'akev, so what's going on over here? It says it's not Ma'akev. So the Mandamra says, okay, change it. Tani Mitzvah Lahaniach. Say that the Mitzvah doesn't mean, it's not a Mitzvah that Hagriel, Mitzvah means it's not Ma'akev. If it's not the mitzvah lahagriel, that you have to do. The mitzvah would be to put it on. Mitzvah is lahaniach, to put the lots onto the animal. That everyone agrees, that is not ma'akev. Okay? Stop here. Pick up tomorrow.